In the history of television, it's never been so funny, so dramatic, so totally
mind-blowing.
Wow, 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 wow.
Sunday, television's greatest night is the biggest live event of the year.
One, two, three.
Watch the best of the best face off.
And the Emmy goes to...
Jimmy Kimmel hosts the Emmys.
If you don't watch, we're not friends anymore.
Live Sunday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific on ABC.
Tune in for some herstory and a special interview on RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars After Show.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh. I like how the music just went on right in where it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Hello,
that's how
everyone.
We like it.
We gotta run fast. My name is Kenny Harrison. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV, RuPaul's Drag Race After Show, All Star Season 2. You can find me at Kenny C. Harrison on Twitter and Instagram. Next to me is
serving me. Share realness.
Thank you.
It's so share. Snap out of it.
And where can we find you, Jackie?
123 Jackie B on all platforms.
Next to Jackie is the lovely
Lorraine Love, aka Mark Freeman.
And I'm Jay Ellis. I'm at Don't...
No one asked you yet. Wait for the signal. No, okay. Just kidding. Well, go ahead, Jay.
I'm waiting. Okay. Hi, I'm Jay Ellis, and I'm on Instagram at @don't_be_jealous, and Twitter at @still_jealous, J-E-L-L-I-S.
Are you done?
Now I am.
Okay, great. Joining us tonight, we have an extra special guest.
Extra special.
Yes.
Special. The very beautiful... Say your name. What's your name?
MJ.
MJ Doherty.
I am MJ Doherty.
And MJ... How are you?
I am great. I'm very excited to be here.
We're excited to have you here.
Now, tell us, MJ, what brings you here tonight?
Well, because this episode was amazing, and I can talk about it. I know I should probably be saying stuff about me, but...
We want to hear something about you.
We want to hear about...
MJ wrote a book. Tell us about your book.
It's called Life Lessons from a Total Failure.
Yes. You guys do this better than I do.
I wrote a book.
$15.99 on Amazon.
Oh, thanks for the plug. Also on BarnesandNoble.com, iTunes, and wherever... books are sold.
That is awesome.
Yeah, I wrote a book, Life Lessons from a Total Failure. Came out. It's been doing really well. Number one on Amazon in multiple categories.
Nice.
In Barnes & Noble stores. Hopefully going national soon. Yeah, it's been a great ride. Very exciting.
Also, part of the proceeds benefit Trevor Project? Is that
correct? So part of the author's proceeds, I'm donating to the Trevor Project.
That's a great organization.
That's wonderful.
So, awesome. Yeah.
Say the title of the book again.
Life Lessons from a Total Failure.
I just want everyone to hear that. So
it's the name of Kenny's autobiography.
Well, it's taken, so you just have to be number... Life Lessons number two.
Part two, yeah.
Part two.
Up until this point, we've been good for two episodes, and now I'm starting... Yes. Darts. Whatever.
Kenny's learning English. It's fine.
Thank you, MJ, for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I'm very excited.
Glad to have you here. And tell us, like, what do you think of this season of All Stars?
You are a fan. It's so good. It's so what I needed after the last couple seasons, you know? Mm-hmm. Maybe it's just because it's, you know, all to me, all the greats.
Yeah.
And my two favorite greats are doing
who are
well.
Your two favorites?
Which are?
Alaska. And I'm going to...
Katya?
I was going to say Katya.
I am Alaska or Katya. It's like so hard that it's made me very happy. I mean, Alaska was my number one forever, but Katya is so great too. I just can't. I don't know.
I've got issues with...
Speaking of Katya and Total Failures...
yikes.
What prompted you to write this book? I'm just curious. No.
Well, my life has been just a crazy ride. Everybody's is, but, you know, I've been through major ups and then major downs. And then, you know, kind of got to L.A. and my life all kind of came together when I was really at the lowest of low. So, you know, my story kind of went from, you know, bankrupt and homeless and suicidal to, you know, being on TV and living this life that's I never thought I could have. And, you know, for a lot of people... That's a really easy distinction to see from one to the other, and I learned a lot along the way. So I just wanted. I know so many people go through a lot, and they have so much pain and such shame and suffering in their life for things that have done that they have done, and I kind of want to let them know that, you know, it can get better, and you keep moving forward, and you never know where life's going to bring you. So
Where are you from originally?
Pennsylvania.
I'm from Pennsylvania. I'm from a little town called Clark Summit, but I usually just say, because everybody knows it, Scranton.
Yeah.
I'm from
yeah.
Scranton, Pennsylvania, home of the office. Yeah. And it's a special place. I love it. It's the best of times and the worst of times in Scranton. Like, tell you. Yeah. Read all about it in my book.
We are glad to have you joining us tonight.
Thank you for joining us.
So we have. I personally have a lot to discuss. So let's just jump into
it. It was a big episode.
I want to hear what you guys think.
Well, I said you can tell from my notepad. I got angrier as the episode went.
Why, Mark? Elaborate.
Well,
because contrary showed up. Just kidding.
Contrary, sorry, MJ. We're going to start off on opposite ends. I'm not a huge Alaska fan, and I think this season has been set up for an Alaska win, which is fine. It's their show; they can do what they want. But that's what this show is for. I can give my opinion.
So very rarely do I back Mark J. For but I have to admit that this. Okay, so I was very excited when, at episode one, when Rue said that she was not eliminating anyone. I was like, oh my god, we're going to get a fair season. We're going to get a fair, outcome for every episode. And now I'm it is not fair.
I feel like it's even more
rigged. I think it's way more rigged that they get to do
way
it.
Way more rigged than the way that they're doing it. With the lipstick, and then it's like, shh. And when we've talked about this on past episodes, sorry, I'm going to vent for a little longer.
I'm going to put you on a clock.
I know, right?
It's a good way to start.
Is the... oh, shoot. Now I just lost what I was going to say.
Okay, moving on. So,
I just think... Oh, my God. I love it.
If I can start with this conversation, the talent... What they did in this episode, in this challenge, was so entertaining.
Oh, completely.
It was so entertaining that there are no other reality TV shows. There's not TV shows that produced this kind of talent.
Right.
Yeah. It was so good that it was really, Rue did say at the end, it's splitting hairs.
Right. Yeah.
It was so good.
I agree with you. And having said that, I think that I give mad props to the writers, to the show, for the simple fact that whoever wrote the songs for these queens to perform to, it was amazing.
They're so catchy.
I agree with you, MJ. Splitting hairs is... I don't know... And I'll break it down later because I totally disagree with a lot of what the judges said.
Yes.
Later. But having said that, at the top of the show, we find out that Katya from last week, she also picked Tatiana.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which I wasn't ready for. I was Tatiana, Team Tatiana.
Yeah.
Going in. And I get it. That they decided on runway was the deciding factor, but I don't think that should have been the only factor from last week. And I don't want to go into last week, but I love Tatiana and I.
But I like that both queens have been on the same page thus far.
Thus far. We'll see what happens next week.
I think coming up this week, we're going to see that Alyssa and Detox were on separate pages. But it is a strategy that they all talked about. But they don't. It's not. They're not set in stone to stick to this.
Right.
That's what we have to remember.
Okay. Well, now that comes into the question. Do you have? I mean, is it a pact? Do you go with?
No,
the
there was never any hands in. What? Right.
Exactly.
It was a couple of them said it. People nodded their heads and walked away. There was no this is our pact. Let's. Hands in.
Yeah.
Never happened.
Right. Yeah.
But for the people that assumed, I'm assuming that Fifi and Detox and Roxy, they assume that this is what we're going to do, as a group. You know, if I say, okay, this is how the show is going to go, and you guys just nod.
Well, I think we'll see.
You agree,
and
right?
I think next week we're going to see...
The fallout.
The fallout, because I think that regardless of hands in and all that, I think it was... And you know, even Fifi said it. Fifi and Fifi Alaska and
Roxy
were talking, and they suspected that Alyssa was going to go against the grain. So clearly, regardless of whether it was signed in blood, it was a majority agreement.
Now,
we'll say that.
Do you guys agree that the beginning and probably the whole setup of the show was for a Ginger Minj exit? Spoiler alert. Ginger Minj exit.
Mm-hmm.
I was so blindsided.
I was blindsided.
I mean, she was so talented and
so amazing.
I mean, the horse thing. I mean, it was just you couldn't stop laughing.
Well, they said
I had to rewind
she
it
have
and
her
watch
own
it.
One woman show.
It was. It makes no sense.
Yeah. No.
And as much as I love my Katya, I just assumed. But no, I mean, I was literally, I was on the couch like, oh, all right, while she's going. And then I was like,
until we actually heard who was in the bottom, I actually thought this was going to be a setup for a Fifi exit because of the way they were editing it.
Huh.
Because I thought that they were really playing up the Fifi as villain again thing. And I thought that was going to come and kind of like bite her in the ass, so to speak, by the end.
Well, they definitely, from the teaser, which is before RuPaul does her opening, it's set up for the Fifi versus Alyssa.
Yeah.
Which, there are a lot of Alyssa Edwards fans, and I'm sorry to say I'm not one of them.
Yeah.
I think she's hilarious. I think she's funny.
She's a hoot. But not on purpose. Hilarious because
she is.
Out
but
there.
I find, and I think Mark J. Friedman said it episode one when they were doing the reading is fundamental, that, or you might even said it, Jay.
Delivery.
That it really wasn't funny. Like, I didn't laugh.
Yeah.
And I found myself sometimes during even her performance, which was funny, but and I agree with Fifi. I thought it was funny, but it wasn't like hilariously funny.
For her.
Yes.
It was funny for her. It was look what she actually pulled off.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to speak up in defense of Alyssa, though, because I find Alyssa to be hilarious. I just don't find her to be funny when she's trying to be someone else. Like, even the Annie Oakley thing, it was made for Alyssa because Alyssa kind of is this like
zany southern
character, so it fit her very well. And I think she just took what she was doing in the workroom, which was like kicking up her legs and rolling all over the place, and just put it on stage. And she's a dancer, so like a lot of the funny gags that she had were dancer gags.
Yeah. Jay, I know. Nodding.
I'm like biting my tongue because I'm like the minority here. I thought Alyssa killed this and deserved the win. If you look at the choreography compared to the rest of the contestants, they gave her more. She hit hard, and her character was so good.
And that's why I have a problem with it, because there are certain things that
suck.
No. Jay actually said it. He said that they gave her more choreography, and they gave her more to do. Whereas compared to what Katya had,
she had nothing. Mm-hmm.
Which this is getting to the judging because, they said that she was solemn and it was boring. And I was like, well, she was Princess Di. It's very reserved and very, like, she's a princess.
We should maybe talk about the characters that they were assigned to, because we haven't really addressed who is who.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good point. Good point.
Really quickly, I do want to talk about other things that are funny and dramatic, just like RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yes.
Which are the Emmys. There are a lot of shows on the Emmys. There's House of Cards, Modern Family, Downton Abbey, Game of Thrones, Homeland, Better Call Saul, Transparent, Silicon Valley, Mr. Robot, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. I mean, that's really good television. So Sunday, September 18th, television's biggest night of the year, is the Emmys. So you guys should tune in to the Emmys. Jimmy Kimmel's hosting live 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific on ABC.
And if you love me even more, tune into our preview special, which I will be hosting on Thursday, September 15th at 1 p.m.
Okay.
Oh, it needs to be longer.
And guys, speaking of the Emmys, I have some breaking news that Rue was nominated for an Emmy, and she actually won. We just saw on the chat roll.
Oh,
so congratulations, RuPaul.
Congratulations.
But there are like a lot of shows that are amazing on the Emmys.
Red carpet, because we here love picking on people's outfits. You too can choose which outfit you think is the best.
Yeah.
And watch me on Thursday at 1 p.m. I will be doing the preview show for this week's Emmys, because I've watched every show on TV, apparently. So watch us on Thursday, 1 p.m. Here at AfterBuzz TV, and then watch the Emmys Sunday at 5 p.m. Pacific time, 8 p.m. Eastern time.
No, it's 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on ABC.
There you go. Yeah. That's why I have co-hosts, because I don't have everything. That's it for the Emmys. Okay, so back to Jay wanted to run through the
who played who.
Exactly. And I have a problem with this, but we're going to run through it anyway. So Alaska was
Eve.
And Fifi was
Helen of Troy.
Ginger Minj
I feel
was
like I'm in class.
Catherine.
I just want to make sure that everyone is paying attention, because I have my notes clearly.
I still feel like I'm in class.
Detox was
Marie Antoinette.
Alyssa Edwards was
Annie Oakley.
Roxy Andrews.
Eva Peron.
And Katya.
Diana.
Okay, here's my problem. First of all, I felt like this episode was a little disjointed, because the first two episodes were an hour and a half, which we got a lot more. And we didn't mention
this. Was only an hour?
This was only an hour. And we got a lot more from the first two episodes. And we've said this before, that every episode should be an hour and a half. I felt like this episode was a little disjointed. In the sense that... first of all, there wasn't a mini challenge, so I was left to believe that prior to them coming to the competition that they were already assigned these parts.
They were.
I do have an Eve costume. I will just say that.
No, but see, this is my problem. Like, what's the fairness in that? You know what I mean? It's like...
Well, Mark actually had a good point, because Mark and I watched together here at the studio.
Wait, can you say that again? Mark had a good point.
Oh, God.
Mark had a good point. Where...
And
where
now the zombie apocalypse happens now.
Right? Where he said that, you know, they gave Katya Diana. So they purposely gave Katya someone that, A, they've pointed out that is the only contemporary person that everybody has already seen in real life. Not in real life, but in their television real life.
And their Google search.
And their Google search, and is very familiar with. And the song that they gave her was kind of like,
That part of the song.
Plus, you can't rip... Apart Princess Diana, it's Princess Diana.
Exactly.
Like, if she went out of control, it would be like hate on Twitter in a second. You just can't do that.
And you mean to tell me if her sleeves were puffier and she hadn't cut the trail, this would be a different story?
Right.
Baloney.
No. Plus, it was the shortest. It was the shortest one of all of them.
Exactly. You want to know something, though? So, we watched it, all of us had watched it twice, and so when I was watching it the first time... Oh my God.
I watched it three times. Okay.
Thank you.
Atta girl.
I get a B minus, okay? The first time I watched it, I laughed so hard at the Katya part, and I still laughed again the second time because that body roll, if somebody can find a GIF or a GIF or however the frack you want to say it, of her doing the Diana body roll, it killed me. It killed me. The idea of Princess Diana doing a body roll, I just died.
Yeah.
And to me, that was one of the funniest points of the whole thing, but they didn't get it.
No. And I agree with you 100%.
And she wasn't given much, like you said.
And it hurts me again, and I know all the viewers are going to like, oh, he's going to say it again, but editing. Because if you listen closely, and this, I went back the second time to listen, the laughter from the panel during Katya's was like null and void.
Yeah. But which was unfair. It edited that way?
That's what I'm saying. I think that it was edited
that
way.
She got one laugh right when she was done. They went, ha ha ha, and that was it.
Thank you. Yeah. So I think, you know, it's just unfair. And take it to another level. It's like the judging was geared. It's like hurting us as viewers to not like her performance. Which I loved her performance.
I loved it. Yeah. I loved it. Because what else can you do with it?
I mean, I think you said it too. I loved it. I was smiling. I enjoyed it. I was like, this was
thought
an amazing
the hair was
performance.
Accurate.
I just everything. And I thought everybody collectively was fantastic.
Should we even talk about
nitpicking?
Should we even talk about the first rehearsal? Because that's what I got. It was the first rehearsal.
I think the only thing we should talk about is Aunt Nash.
Why?
Because they were cute.
They were cute.
They were very talented, apparently, because it was, besides for the Glamazonian Airways challenge, I haven't been that entertained in seasons.
Yes. Did you like the Bitch Perfect one?
I mean, yeah, it was really good, but I thought that Glamazonian one was, like, exceptional, and it was my favorite challenge until this one, and now they're both up there because it could be a Broadway play. Right. Yes. I would go pay money to watch that on stage and just make it longer. Like, don't make it stop.
Well, Jackie can confirm that I wrote down. What does that say?
Best group performance ever. Great writing.
Thank you. Yeah. I agree with you 100%. It was hilarious.
Well,
from top to bottom.
One other thing I was going to say when you were talking about Alyssa, and I literally have it written here. Does Alyssa play a character or is the character like Alyssa? And I think that that's what Annie Oakley was. It was an animated character version of Alyssa.
Well.
And that's... obviously her
now
thing.
And I know this is how the show is, just the luck of the draw, because the characters were already pre-assigned to these queens. Is that fair?
Well, but what I was thinking too, though, is if you're going to do it based on who they are and what they bring, should Katya have had Catherine Gray?
Right. Yes, exactly.
Well, they clearly didn't. They assigned them on purpose. If Alyssa Edwards was in any other role, she would have been terrible.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean her facial expression that she makes on a normal day is kind of like, oh, Wes, like, you know. So it was her.
Which is why I think...
Which was still great.
In my opinion, this is why I think there should have been a mini challenge where the winner gets to choose who plays what. This would have been... that would have... For me, it would have... justify a level playing
well,
field.
And I think the reason they did it is for the costuming
purposes. Right, yeah, I get it. No, I
who
get
has
it.
A stick with a horse head? I mean, exactly. Like, you just don't carry that around in your...
Well, because obviously Ginger Minj was Catherine the Great, and she brought... either she brought the...
I had another problem with that, though, because Catherine the Great... They kept playing it up, like, in the song. They're like, oh, she's a big girl, blah, blah, big girl. Yeah. I'm like... Ginger Minj, do we have to point out that she's a big girl every time like she performs?
I've got an issue with that too.
I feel like that's the subtext, and it's really irritating to me because I'm like, Ginger Minj is good on her own. Like, you don't need to point out that, like, oh, she's good for a big girl, you know?
But I think Ginger's the kind of person too where I think if you gave Ginger Princess Diana, she would have knocked Princess Diana out of the freaking ballpark.
I agree.
So,
which is what this is fairness, like, assign different characters to, like, Roxy playing Ava Perone. I kind of feel like that was kind of in the cards.
That was very Roxy.
Yeah. Well, here's my thing with Roxy's performance. We talked about this before. Was Roxy that fantastic, or was that part of the song brilliantly written? Because I thought the song itself was hysterical.
Did it better than Madonna? Yeah. I mean, it was perfect.
It was. Yes. So I don't think necessarily Roxy knocked it out of the ballpark. I think that part of the song was really, really funny, and she benefited from it.
Why I gave props to the writing, because the song was well written.
And then poor Ginger Minj, that one probably was the hardest of all of them. I mean, how do you incorporate horse riding and still be funny?
She nailed it.
Was just so good.
Yes.
I think you guys have to look, now that you know that Alyssa won, go back
Jane's
and...
Jane's going to scold us now.
I am.
I know.
Okay, so I went back knowing that Alyssa won this episode now, and if you look at her, they used her in almost everybody else's piece. Like, she is... She learned this whole set. Like, you guys have to... And they said stand out in a crowd, and she's hitting everything. Like,
no. But did they assign her?
No.
And if they assign her, is it fair that you're assigning her all these parts, but not Katya or somebody else?
Here's and this is what I'm going to say to you, because when I watched it the second time, because Michelle specifically told Ginger and Fifi that they...
faded into the back.
I watched them, the first time I watched them, I was like, oh, look at Fifi and Ginger. And when they were playing the drums and the banjo, I was laughing more than I think Alyssa, who was performing.
Yeah.
It was just, I think the judging is so pushed to make us believe that this performance wasn't as good as it was, which I totally disagree. Like, I had two different tops and bottoms, just on Wednesday, than I did that RuPaul had. And it's so frustrating for me because, and I'll say it, and I apologize to you, and I know Jay is Team Alaska. Alaska sucked, in my opinion.
Those two words never go in the same sentence. I mean, she's always doing something
but
that's
funny.
If we're nitpicking...
Watch her lip sync.
Her lip sync was bad.
Totally off. And if you're going to...
And I think detoxes wasn't that.
There was a bunch of them that were off, so I was wondering if there was some kind of sound thing. Because a lot of them were very delayed.
Which is why when you watch Katya's, her lip sync was in sync.
Well, she learned from her last time. Yeah, she really screwed up.
If you're going to nitpick, because Michelle even ripped Katya on her costume, which, like, if you're going to nitpick, performance-wise, I thought... Alaska was...
As far as, like, watching their voice, watching their mouth with the actual lip sync, I think Roxy and Katya were the only people who had, like, actually learned the lines and were...
And I think Ginger, too. I think Ginger
got it, too. But if you're gonna say that Fifi and Ginger faded in the background, I forgot Roxy was even in the competition until Evita came, or Ava Perón...
That's a really good point.
...came into the scene. So it was like... What are we picking on?
But you know what I mean? Jay, I mean, yes, I saw Alyssa Edwards dancing her ass off.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's what she does.
But then,
and she was good, and they used her. But, again, I mean, I think that it was tailored to her a little bit more than the rest.
And on top of what I was saying earlier, is like, even Alyssa, and I will give, Alyssa was really good in her part, but as far as everyone else's part, she kind of faded in the background. For me, that's just my opinion.
Do you think that maybe they're looking at it as this, like, personal growth thing? Because if you see how far Alyssa has come with doing things like characters and being this, like, team player and being able to be more fluid, she has come a long way.
Why don't they give that same thing to Fifi, though?
Well, why do they do this? I mean, who knows?
That's what I think we've talked about this before, too, that how subjective this show is.
Yes.
And they clearly don't like Fifi. Well, I mean, they are making that so obvious. Clear.
Well, and I think...
Which is unfair.
What's funny to me, and I think I said this last week, maybe,
You say a lot of things.
I know.
Just kidding. You do say a lot of things.
Alaska and Alyssa, to me, my opinion...
As opposed to...
They sound like they are trying so hard to say the right things. Like, they know, like, they're in the logo
yes.
world, so they know what they're saying. I don't believe what they're saying.
You
a
mean
lot
they're
of times.
Not Willem?
No, right? No, I get what you're saying.
But you know,
I know
what you're saying. I feel like they're playing the game, which some people can say then they deserve to win because they're playing the game. Yeah. But I'm not saying the game as in the show, I'm saying the Hollywood game. So, that being said,
I think what you're saying is that Fifi has been the villain before, and I think that she kind of has to continue to play this quote-unquote villain. Is that what you're saying?
And then
Alyssa being the kind of, like, I
think what you're thinking is what I was thinking, that, like, these ones are the ones that are making a lot of the money and going all over the place, and they're the recognizable ones that are working all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
They're not going to trash them or bring them down because that hurts the brand.
Right.
Which is why I think...
Exactly.
Which is why...
And I'm not
point,
saying that that's, that they should be biting the hand that feeds them. What's the line?
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm just saying, it's just... It seems more obvious
which
to
is
me
why
that they're... They get it, and I which just is, I know that I'm not that person, which is why
I think it's unfair.
Because I just don't, I couldn't see myself standing on that runway and listening to Michelle Visage say things to me and not saying something back to her.
Which is why I think it's unfair, because Alyssa and Alaska, they both are a part of the brand, which in my personal opinion, I think Alaska should have been in the bottom. That was just my personal opinion, because her lip sync sucked, and then she faded in the background throughout the rest of the competition, on top of her runway, which we'll get to that later. I didn't think it was that, you know.
Spectacular.
You know, it's interesting. We have a lot of people in the chat role right now who are defending Fifi, which is the opposite of what they were doing during her season when she was doing these kind of, like, little... She would do these kind of little, like, bitchy things during her season as well. Manipulation.
Yeah.
But I guess, like, I don't know. I've come to like Fifi, and so it doesn't bother me as much. I don't know if it's also because I think Fifi, like, as a dude is attractive. And I kind of have, like, a little crush on him.
Blue hair Fifi?
Yeah, blue hair Fifi.
I'm digging the blue hair.
Blue hair Fifi does it for me.
He does look much better than he did on season 4.
He fixed his little snaggle tooth. He's cute. Yeah. He's cute.
Jackie, that's some shade coming from you.
But I will say...
No, I think Fifi is cute. I just said I had a crush on him. So what did you guys think of the whole bully thing?
Well, I was going to say, I was actually at Mickey's when Fifi performed for the first time in L.A. and was booed when they called her, when she came out the first time. It was pretty... It was very... I mean... I can't imagine what it was like for her, because I was sitting in the audience. I wasn't even working. I was just sitting there watching. I was so uncomfortable, and I felt so horrible for her. So I can only imagine what she has been going through.
Which is why I think this show is great for her, because now we get we can try to see a different side of that.
Yeah,
They're trying.
History
is repeating itself.
I said
really
it in episode 1, and I'll say it again. I loathed Fifi during season 4, and I made it known. And then she called in and spoke with us at the end of the season. And I kind of got a glimpse of who she actually really was.
Yeah.
Because let's admit it. I mean, when the cameras are rolling and the producers are in your ear, yes, you're going to be not forced to do certain things or say certain things, but you're kind of pushed into in a direction. And if you show it once, I think, like, if I call Jay a name and someone came in and said, okay, let's keep that moving to keep the viewers going, that's going to happen. And I'm going to continue to do that. And I think
you
now...
You better not.
Is that what they do? They tell you to be mean to me outside?
Oh, I'm just naturally mean to you. Mark, I really don't like you. Like, seriously.
Oh, no, I love you, Mark.
Seriously, I think that... Like you said, there are some glimpses of her, like, you know, whispering. Because she is seeing a lot of things that are underneath the... Under the tongue or under the breath. Is that... Yeah, correct. Yeah.
Under the
tongue. But how do we know that there aren't?
But they're
other
probably all doing that, yeah. Right? They're probably exactly. all doing that. Well, that again, this is life. They're all living life, doing their thing.
Remember what I said about Mark the other day? No,
I'm starting to. Although I have to say, I am starting to believe that some of what Fifi is saying is genuine. Like when she was saying the stuff to Roxy about Sofia Vergara and stuff like that, I'm thinking that maybe she is trying to help, and it's just coming across because of how
but now,
I don't know. I'm just throwing it up.
But see, my thing is what a lot of the things, and I feel like I'm backtracking or flip flopping again. When she says at the beginning, you know, when Alyssa's flopping around on the floor and being a clown, and then she says, you know, I don't have time for that. I'm just gonna do me. Then just do you. Don't say anything at all.
You know what, though?
Does that make sense?
The problem is they actually ask them, like, their opinions on things. Right. But also, if I was in the workroom, and I'm an introvert, so if I was in the workroom and I was trying to get shit done, and someone was, like, flopping on the floor and being ridiculous, I'd be like, oh, I have had it. Plus, you're in the same zone with these people
for hours. I've been backstage with Alyssa, and she is literally like that entire time. Like, I literally, I'm like, okay, girl, I got to go get a drink. But, I mean, she is a handful.
But see, and I can see her with Katya. I feel like when you get the two of them together, it's nonstop.
Yeah.
And I love Katya.
Yeah.
So, okay, so,
No, you guys missed the whole point of what I was asking, though. What do you think of the whole, you know, Alyssa making a comment being like, don't be mean to people on, you know, bully people on social media? Because, interesting... I'm in Alaska. Because we, like, it's happened to us. It happens.
It's probably happening to me right now.
I know. There's a difference between being on a recap show and saying how you feel about the show versus actively going to that person's social media and being a dick.
Well, yeah. I mean, even... And I'll say this because Jasmine Masters, her season when... You know, she wasn't the nicest person, but people were being racist about. There has to be a line
between critique and bullying.
Right. And I think Alyssa really said, you know, it says more about the tweeter than the tweetie.
Yeah.
Right.
And
you know, to plug my own book, there's a whole part in the book talk about how, you know, people are all doing the best they can with the issues that they have.
Yeah. Right.
So now you have people, everybody in life is just doing the best they can. Then you have all these people under the microscope working their butts off, and then you have all these people with their opinions of these people. Like, I don't think any of them are doing anything to be horrible people. Like, if you think Fifi is this horrible person, I doubt she's up there going, ooh, I'm going to act like this and be manipulative. No, she's just doing what she can to, like, she's stumbling into each day and hoping she doesn't fall.
Yeah,
and, like we do here, we stumble.
Yeah, well, so that's the thing. It's like, who, you know, Alyssa's right. Like, this culture of mean on social media, it's really been taken up a notch.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's just sad. It's sickening. Like, it's going to get to the point that social media is going to be like, all right, we're just not doing that anymore. Because I wouldn't. I'd be like, I don't care. I'm turning it off.
Well, it's also when we were kids, it's like, you didn't have this where you could put up a Facebook picture and then kids could be mean to you.
Yeah, right.
And it's now we have kids bullying other kids on Facebook. And we have kids... No, but we've had kids say mean comments on our thing. And I'm like... How old are you? Like, those are not good manners. Like, who is teaching you that this is okay?
This is one of our special topics from season 4.
Yes,
with Courtney,
it was
one of
our special topics.
And no, because, and I agree with you, it's like...
And I'm old, I can handle it, but if I was 12, I could not.
But it's like Joe Schmo in, you know, Siberia can sit behind his computer screen and say whatever he wants... And about us, or about the queens on the show, I mean, is that acceptable? I mean... Like, seriously.
All I'm saying is you're not anonymous. Like, the queens read the comments. We read the comments. They watch...
Read them if my name is mentioned.
But it's like Adore was saying. It's
so
like...
Mention
she was,
my name.
Part of the reason why she left is because she had gotten so much hate over her costumes and her outfits and everything. It's like, why are you spending all your time, like, tweeting at this person and being so hateful on social media that you make them want to, like, not be a person?
I agree with you. Sidebar. Because Adore left the competition, do you think that affected this episode at all?
No.
Because clearly there would have been 8 queens.
They had, but people in the chat role...
No?
No. I mean,
people in the chat role were saying, though, that, like, because they didn't know who was leaving first, like, they had planned different... Each queen had already planned this.
Exactly. You know? But I'm just saying...
There should have been one extra.
Exactly. Would that have changed? Even last week, because Tatiana, in theory... might not have gone home had a door stayed in the
There could have been another character in the thing and they just
removed
edited it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does that change the competition, though? Does that change anything? Does that change the outcome?
Well, it depends on who the character was. Like, what if it was another contemporary character and you could compare, have someone to kind of compare Diana
I want to bring Tatiana.
What back. If they had Cher?
What?
Boring. can we, let's
She's
do the runway.
Chad does her so well.
Let's do the runway. Ruth's dress.
I was trying to do impersonations of Cher, and they were all impersonations of Chad Michael impersonating Cher. And then I was Googling pictures of Cher's makeup, and it was all coming up Chad Michaels.
Oh, that's so funny.
I was like, what?
Just leave out the door. Speaking of Chad Michaels, the runway.
Nothing to do with
that. But, great, okay.
So first was Alaska.
I tried it.
First was Alaska, her alien princess with long nails.
That was one of my favorites.
I loved her scream. And
boring.
I
was annoyed with it.
One of my favorites.
I think
really
I,
because
I,
it's so normal to just turn around and scream. Like, no one does it on the runway. But she
okay.
did.
Yeah. So here's my problem with, and I'm just going to say this overall as far as
judging. You
want to
go through them first?
No, I want to say this first. I want to say, no, because we get into this whole future of drag is definitely up for interpretation.
Oh, yes.
We can all agree on that, right? Okay, with that said, now we can go through it. Because what I'm going to say later is going to have to do with...
Okay.
I liked Alaska's makeup, and I thought I'm happy that she chose blue because everybody else was in silver except for Fifi, who was in blue and gold.
Gold, yeah.
Yeah, I'll pass.
Okay, and the nails were cool. I thought that was a fun detail that nobody else really played with.
The
like
what?
The nails. Like yeah. I thought it was a cool way to incorporate something different.
Her nails are always like that, though.
It was different. They were long. Oh.
They were curly. They were like this.
Do you see the
them?
It was like this.
Huge curls.
They were.
No, it was a character,
and the silhouette was very. It was cool to see.
I thought
it was definitely
great.
Different than what she normally
wears.
It's my favorite outfit that I've seen her in.
Cool,
me too.
Okay,
good.
Yeah.
I thought it was great.
And then next was Fifi in the cosplay.
My favorite. I thought she was the best.
Okay.
She was the best.
There's a game called Mass Effect. It's a series, and there's a character named Liara in that who's like a blue makeup. Or like she's all blue, and Fifi was giving that, especially with the weapon. There was like gold armor. I wish that she had done body paint like Detox did instead of a jumpsuit, but I thought it was amazing. It looked so good.
That's your specialty, gamers. I don't know much about gaming or that. But I thought it was completely original. Even if it wasn't original, I thought it was spectacular. I thought she was amazing.
Yeah.
Meh.
Oh, really?
Well, I think we might be on the same page.
MJ,
here. Because I don't know I don't know what cosplay is. But,
Jake can show you after the show.
Was she creating something that already exists? Like, this is a character from a video game, and she just redid it?
I felt like it was something that Jim Henson may have put out a couple years ago
or
something.
Or is this something
like,
she created all on her own?
Cosplay, I think, is open. So cosplay generally means it's costume play, so you're playing with characters that already exist. So you see this at San Diego Comic Con, people dress as Robin, Batman, blah, blah, blah.
But there are cosplayers who take cosplay to the next level where they'll like merge different characters or make like steampunk version of different characters.
That's where I was going. They interpret
it. Fifi does more of that, which is she takes cosplay to the next level. And so a lot of the stuff she does when you see her like 365 Days of Drag, it's like an interpretation on cosplay.
So it's not, she wasn't she wasn't like being a character.
As far as I know, I didn't recognize it, but she looked like she was inspired by.
Okay.
I didn't think it was that original, actually. Yeah. I just was like, well, I've seen this in movies, or it's something similar to a lot of different characters.
Right. Yeah. So for me, who hasn't, I have never seen that character before, I thought it was the original, so I gave it props.
Okay.
So
I thought it was cool.
Next was Ginger Minj.
Okay, so do we remember.
Chaka Khan.
No. Flashback to season 6. When Adore, who I actually thought in this outfit was really good, when she wore the civil with the chain and she had the... It was the same kind of thing.
Yeah.
Are we going to French?
That's what
she says, right?
Yeah.
Are we going to French?
Yeah.
That.
So, yeah. I didn't...
No, it was not good.
Her package area...
Was disturbing.
Was bad.
It was disturbing.
It was like... Zooming in as she walked down the runway, I was like, whoa.
Well, I have to say, the one thing about Ginger that I do like this season is that she is doing a silhouette.
Something different.
Well, different, and then that she's padding, and corseting so that she's got
a silhouette.
A silhouette. Right. So I
was give it props this for episode that she said that this is the most glamorous?
No, it was last.
Oh, because that made me feel so bad.
Yeah. No, it was last. Detox was next. Nailed it. I don't think she should have came out in the wig and the jacket. I think she should have just came out.
Okay. Even though this was like a Fifth Element like call to A. If we're speaking of cosplay, like
Lilu.
that's definitely a Fifth Element like call reference. Yeah. And then it looked so much to me like last week's like costume, but in gray.
Okay, I agree with you. And
what did I didn't get last it. Week? The same thing, but in black and red.
No. So here's my thing.
The Jafar.
It just was so. No, the whole
she didn't wear anything.
Not the same.
She wore the rubber was last week with the red and
yeah.
the black.
Yeah.
But I will agree with you on the first half of what you just said is like when I saw Fifi, I was like, oh, this is different. I've never seen this before. And when even before RuPaul said Fifth Element, that's the first thing I thought when she came out. And I was like, it's good. It's a great execution, but yeah. it's kind of not a rip, but it's not a rip off, but it's inspired by Mila Jovovich. Jovovich.
I love her.
From Fifth Element.
Which is
okay. I'm okay with it, but I wasn't like Michelle was like I was. Everyone was gagging.
Yeah, everyone was gagging. I didn't get it. Like
not
it,
me,
I gagged.
Her ass is sick though. I love her ass, but aside from that,
I love Roxy's ass. I think Roxy is the best.
You guys are. I'm having a hard time because I'm disagreeing with like. I feel like everything
well,
this
speak
time.
Your mind.
I'm trying.
Oh, sorry. Let Jay speak. Jay, yeah. You have the floor.
And
everyone,
and
be quiet.
And Detox did a full body paint again, which that's what I said I was missing from Fifi. So she did like color in her body in that silver. The straps were cool. I love that she was like a bald cap mm-hmm. and like the thing over her yeah. nose to flatten it. I thought it was like very cyborg and Lilu Dallas Multipass from Fifth Element. I thought it was amazing. I thought it was so cool.
I thought she nailed it too.
Like completely out of control.
I didn't hate it, but I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. I thought Detox had the best.
Next was Alyssa.
Awful.
WTF.
I was awful.
Horrifying.
I couldn't even understand what was happening.
I thought that was worse than the outfit that they called the worst on Drag Race ever.
Yeah, it was just unbelievable. Santino would have... Yeah, yes. Left. She would have left the building.
Oh, Dobby. We love Dobby.
We used to call Santino Dobby. No,
I'm still sad mourning him not being on the show.
I do. I agree.
There was way too much going on. It was like the aftermath of a carnival. You were like, what?
I feel like it was
blew up.
I kind of agree with Jeremy Scott, who, by the way, made Britney's toxic airplane uniform. I don't know if you guys knew that. That's like one of his credits.
That's who he is.
And he did Rihanna.
Good
he's
job.
He's styled. But
good job.
But I thought if you look at her hair again, it's like a cool. I don't know. Like there was elements about Alyssa's that I liked. The boots were really cool.
It needed editing.
It needed editing.
She always needs editing.
But also, she was the only one that really like. You could have kind of gotten all of those things somewhere and just put
okay.
them together.
Now,
everybody else was so
yeah.
made to this challenge.
And here's my problem with this. Even last week with her yellow rubber, whatever the fuck that was.
I liked that dress.
But listen, if you put what she wore last night or Thursday night and put what she wore last week, that rubber yellow thing, mm-hmm. on somebody else, that... Whoever wore that would have gotten ripped,
mm-hmm.
and this
Again,
is
it's
why
an evolution
this is
thing.
Why this mm-hmm. is why it boggles my mind because she looked the worst out of all of them in my opinion, and I don't care. You can rip me for whatever. I was like, what in the fuck?
I think Roxy looked the worst because the dress was like.
Roxy
it
was
so
next.
Pedestrian.
Would you?
I said she was okay. I you know, it was a corset.
I can't even remember what she looks like. So
I'm
there
boring.
You go.
Yeah.
I don't even
yeah.
remember.
I liked Roxy from the neck up with
yep.
the chains.
Yeah,
and I like the
Roxy
neck.
Always looks good from yeah. the neck up.
Yeah. Yeah,
but I agree. The dress was very geometrical,
it was a fucking corset. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm getting angry now.
We
sorry.
Already asked for the explicit rating.
No, it's a corset with like these little shards of silver on it.
It was something that she would wear at. Anytime.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
So
and last was Katya.
Marie Osmond.
I actually love this.
I actually thought it was probably what people would really look like.
Thank
I mean
you.
It was
Thank
really
you.
Kind of like this is plausible.
Yeah. I forget. I think Carson said it. It just I would like to have seen it tighter or like
yeah,
more.
Yeah, it was
skin.
A little bulkier,
yeah.
but
no.
It reminded me
irritated.
Of the Stepford Wives. Like,
yeah.
It was like a Stepford Wives
well,
alien.
We talked about this a little too before. Here, my whole problem with the runway is that the theme was the future of drag.
Right.
And in my opinion, other than Detox, because I really thought she nailed it, Everything was futuristic, but nothing was like, this is how I see drag in the future. And I feel like almost everybody dropped the ball.
So, I feel like Fifi was like that.
No. Okay. So here's my thing. Because we kept talking about season 7, where the Pearl and Violet Chachki were the future of drag. Or are we talking like 2300 from now? You know what I mean? So it's up for interpretation.
But it just, but to me, and you have to be honest, almost everything in there looked like what you imagine the future to look like. I just want somebody to do something. Like, that's why I liked Milk so much. Milk, you gave her a challenge, and she did, like, the most obscure thing out of the box.
You could never predict what she was going to do.
No, you never could. Ever. And that's what I feel like they should be trying to do. Future drag, okay, I'm going to go get something silver. I'm going to get something gold. You know what I mean? Like, it's so predictable.
Which is why
What I liked about Detox, and this is kind of what you're saying about Fifi, or the other two, Pearl and
Violet.
Yeah, her. Like now the thing is like they're not wearing boobs, you know, they're using boy chests, you know, it's kind of androgynous. So that's why I think I leaned more towards Detox, because it was almost like just this simple thing. I don't know.
I think the exact opposite. Fifi and Detox were exactly what I would think of for like future of drag, where we're just future, you know, roll around in body paint and make it one color, make it like boy like, and then whereas Alyssa was still feminine and the nails and the screaming crazy thing, like irreverent on the runway, which is so not what you do. That's kind of why I like that.
Alaska.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I liked her makeup too. Alaska's
that thing. I loved it. I thought she was great.
I almost thought that Katya's makeup.
Because I feel like Alaska uses a lot of black makeup, and this was like one of the first times I've seen her in something different.
Yeah. You were saying what?
I almost thought that Katya's makeup for Bjork was more futuristic than what she did for this one.
Katya's Bjork was just epic.
Hilarious. I'm just going to throw out there my top two. I think Detox should have been in the top two. Mm-hmm. I thought Fifi should have been also in the top two. I laughed at her performance the entire time. And her combined with her runway. And this is what we're getting into again, this discussion of how much does the challenge
weigh
versus the runway or vice versa.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm sorry, Alyssa, as over the top as she was in the challenge, her runway for me, which is up for interpretation,
I think her runway should have leveraged her into the middle. I mean, even though she did so exceptionally well for her in the challenge, her runway was just as bad as Ginger's. I thought they were the worst.
Yeah.
But Ginger was the best.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So it really made no sense. And this is where I've kind of come to this realization that even with Detox's win, it's more for them about the evolution of where they've come. Because remember, this was so not Gem and the Holograms, which is what Detox is.
Right.
So they saw something so different from her. And this season, she's really being different, that it's this progression that they are going for. Because otherwise, it makes absolutely no sense.
Yeah. Right. I think we should also say that...
Roxy should have been in the bottom.
No, that Lady Chablis died recently. And so did...
Alexis Arquette.
Yeah. So, props to two people who are big in the LGBT community.
And it's also 9/11, so we should say something regarding that.
Never forget.
We're so solemn. But,
Lip sync?
Yeah, I know, right? Jay's always like smiling, so we got 1 minute.
We have
and
a minute.
This was really fun. I had so much fun.
It was good. It was a good lip sync.
I could still go on for a
while. I think it was one of my favorites.
I thought it was all right.
I didn't care for this lip sync that much.
I didn't either. I'm glad you said it, because
I feel like Alyssa just relied on dancing and tips.
Ginger still won. Ginger won. Yeah. I mean,
Here's my problem. This is where I got really angry, is that knowing, because I didn't think Ginger and Katya should have been in the bottom at all, it frustrated me, because Ginger was better than Katya, but Team Katya, I didn't want her to go home. So I was pulled in two different directions.
They're really building up this whole revenge thing, though.
Yeah.
It'll be coming up soon. Well, yeah. MJ, I'm really happy that you are in here to help me with Alaska and Katya.
Anytime. I'll give you my number. Call me. Yeah. Give me a speakerphone.
One more time, the name of your book?
Life Lessons from a Total Failure. Available everywhere. Find me at MJ_Doherty on all social media.
Fantastic.
Excellent. Jay, where can they find you?
Guys, I'm on Instagram at don't_be_jealous on Instagram. Did I say that? And then Twitter is still _jealous, J-E-L-L-I-S.
And you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lorraine Love, L-O-R-A-Y-N-E-L-O-V-E.
You need to wait your turn. I didn't say Mark. Where can they find you? Sorry. Well.
Check me out on
have you known me to listen
on our sister network, the Popcorn Talk. I also do a Broadway breakdown show, so I'd love for you guys to check that out. It's a whole lot of fun. We're at Broadway Be Down on Twitter.
You can find me at Kenny C. Harrison on Instagram and Twitter, and you can check me out Thursday, this coming Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for the Emmys pre-show. That is our show tonight.
Thank you,
thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
So fun. MJ, thank you for joining us. We'll see you here next week. Until then.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Drag you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.